This is Mountain Radio. I'm Mark Menichini. The Verbier Festival showcases some of the most promising and confirmed young talents, among which 23-year-old German-Japanese pianist Alice Sarah Oth signed with Deutsche Grammophon. In Verbier, she performed her first recital and played Schubert and Mussorgsky. I met her just an hour after her concert.
The audience was incredibly nice. I enjoyed it a lot. And the acoustic, the piano was fantastic. So it was really nice atmosphere.
This is your first time in Verbier. So what are your impressions from, you know, having rehearsed here and now performed?
It's beautiful here. And everybody told me so many things and so many stories about Verbier. So I really look forward to come here. The only sad thing is that I can only stay actually less than 24 hours here. And I can't do any chamber music, which I think the biggest joy here. So I hope I can come another time and do chamber music then.
I would like to talk about the recital and the program you picked.
Both pieces are my favorite pieces since I was very little. I heard the Schubert Sonata when I was, I think, 13 years old, from the Hungarian pianist Dezső Ranke, and I remember that I immediately fell in love with that sonata. And Mussorgsky is kind of, I grew up with his music because in the class of my piano teacher there are lots of Russian students and they all play this piece. So Mussorgsky is very special to me because I think it's not only you going through a gallery and looking at different pictures, but I think it's much more behind it, and there's so much of Russian history and political backgrounds behind it, because Mussorgsky was a very revolutionary person, and it gives me so much actually. And it's a piece everybody knows since Emerson, Lake and Palmer, so people from other genres know this piece.
We've seen here in Verbier, you know, a number of young artists in their early 20s. Let me ask you about how it all started.
I started playing the piano when I was 4 years old. I remember that my parents took me to a concert when I was 3 years old, and still I remember that at that age I had problems to really express my feelings and thoughts in words because I was 3 years old, so my vocabulary was very limited. I found myself sitting in the concert and being really impressed by the expression of the music, and I thought, it was actually a very simple thought. I thought, when I speak this language, which the person on stage is speaking, then everybody would understand me. And I went to my mother and said, "Mama, I want to become a pianist." And then she did warn me to learn the piano first, but then we argued for about a year, and then she finally gave in. Stage was the only place where I could really express things I couldn't express in words. And also afterwards, later on, because of my split identity being between two cultures, music really helped me a lot, because I'm not at home in Germany. I mean, I'm at home there because I grew up there, but people don't see me as a native. And also in Japan, they think I'm European. So music always gave me a place where I had my own identity and where people wouldn't care about my skin color or my religion or anything else.